The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While speaking to his disciples before his death, Jesus refers to the Holy Spirit as the Helper and describes the difference the Spirit will make in their lives and in the world. The Gospel text. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Let's begin this sermon time with a word of prayer. Gracious Father in heaven, thank you for the blessing of your presence once again as we gather here in the beauty of this sanctuary. May your Holy Spirit empower and enlighten us, and may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Tesla, General Motors, Ford, Nissan, Porsche, Audi, VW. A dozen major car makers are now building electric vehicles, and the market is expected to grow, but there's a problem. The charging ports are all over the car. Now, when you go to a gas station to fill up your gas-powered car, you can be pretty sure that you'll pump gas into the tank from the side of the car near the rear. But where do you put the charger into your electric car? Could be the front, could be the back, or one of the sides. Very confusing. Well, in Korea, car maker Hyundai recently embarked on a project of building public charging stations in the city of Seoul, and they wanted to accommodate as many car brands as possible. And so they tapped a consulting firm to design a universal charger that easily would work with any electric car. The result is called the Hyundai High Charger. And it was actually inspired in design by self-serve car washes. You know how they have a sprayer hanging down from the top and it kind of rotates around so you can reach all sides and corners of your vehicle. Well, same with the Hyundai High Charger. The machine rotates and drops a charging cable just in the right spot, depending on the make and model of your electric car. It's a universal charger, if you will. Well, the book of Acts tells us, quote, that there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In other words, lots of variety. Now, the first followers of Jesus were just one brand of Jew, Galileans. And they weren't the most highly educated residents of Jerusalem, and most people expected their language abilities to be somewhat limited. But God was at work on a surprising design. The followers of Jesus were all together in one place, says the book of Acts. The King James Version, by the way, says they were with one accord, but that has nothing to do with the Honda Accord. They had people come together to celebrate the Feast of Weeks, which was focused on God's gift of the law to the Israelites. And suddenly from heaven we read, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. See, God was determined to fill each of them, no matter who, no matter what, with power. We read that the Holy Spirit came with the rush of a violent wind, like the wind from God that swept over the face of the waters on the first day of creation, according to Genesis. The Spirit danced with divided tongues as of fire, like the burning bush that revealed God to Moses, a bush that was blazing, yet it was not consumed, according to Exodus. The Galilean disciples began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability, making it possible for them to communicate with devout Jews from every nation. In other words, the Holy Spirit was a universal charger. And my friends, that same Spirit is available to us today. And it's charging us in the same way that it charged those first followers of Jesus. Our challenge is to receive what the Spirit offers us, and then to share that divine energy with others. We are being given a Holy Spirit high charger, if you will. The power is put into just the right spot. First, the Spirit is a creative force in our lives, just as the wind of God was a creative power in the making of the heavens and the earth. In Acts, the Spirit creates the Christian community, which is why Pentecost is sometimes called the birthday of the church. Notice that God's Spirit is poured out on a collection of believers. The Holy Spirit isn't a personal gift from God that each believer privatizes. The fact that the Spirit appeared to a group is the, well, let's call it the distinguishing mark of the people belonging to God. We tend to have an individualistic view of faith in these United States, and many people talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Nothing wrong with that. But what is created by the Spirit on Pentecost is a powerful community of faith. And so the challenge for us as the Christian community known as the First Lutheran Church of Nashville is to be simultaneously both one and many. That means that we are one in our worship of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and that we need to remember that the Holy Spirit came on Pentecost to a diverse collection of believers. And this Spirit created something new and powerful, the Christian community. Excuse me. Next, the Spirit shows us that God is with us, right in front of us, just as the fire of the burning bush told Moses that God was present in his life. On Pentecost, divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. That fire was impossible to ignore, and it showed that the power of God was with them. Such fire is nothing new in the Holy Scripture. For instance, when God liberated his people from captivity in Egypt, the Lord went in front of them as a pillar of fire. In Exodus 24, we read, "The appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on the top of the mountain in the sight of the people of Israel." And in a vision in the book of Revelation to John, the author says that the eyes of Christ will be like a flame of fire. Pillar of fire, devouring fire, flame of fire. What unites these blazing sights, if you will, is that all are signs of the presence and power of God. Again and again, God comes in the middle of human life and appears to us. Now, sometimes these appearances are brilliant, like tongues of fire on the day of Pentecost. But sometimes they are more subtle, like the squeeze of a hand, or an encouraging word, an expression of forgiveness, a statement of love, the motivation to donate a suitcase or cleaning supplies, or to provide a meal or a bed for the night. But whether God comes in a blazing fire or in warm words or in physical needs supplied, God is present and powerful. The promise of Pentecost is that God is with us always. The same promise made when Jesus was given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. God is our universal charger, giving us the help we need in every time and place and situation. Finally, the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to share the charge, if you will, to communicate with a diversity of people, just as it enabled the first followers of Jesus to connect with that diverse gathering in Jerusalem. The Apostle Paul quickly discovered that the gift of the Spirit was not a private gift to him. It was given to him so that he could share God's deeds of power with others. So, taking a bold stand, Peter announced to the people of Jerusalem, "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh." The Spirit was coming not just to fill Peter and the other followers of Jesus, but it was coming to a diverse group of sons and daughters, young and old, even men and women who were slaves, and all of the cultural barriers that had previously existed were breaking down. And now, said Peter, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Today, the Holy Spirit wants us to break down barriers and share God's energy with the diverse community around us. This fact has been recognized in the 5 initiatives for ministry that have been established for our future here at First Lutheran Church. Whether it involves welcoming into our congregations brothers and sisters in Christ in the LGBTQ community, or sharing our building with a ministry that focuses on those disenfranchised from the church, it may challenge us to take a church service out into the parking lot or to Rowwood or to some other place where we can reach people who do not feel comfortable entering a church building. It might require reaching out to college students who are wrestling with faith questions at a pivotal time in their lives, or making new apartment residents feel welcome in a new city. You know, lots of times we are content to hold worship services for ourselves and focus our Bible studies and discussion groups to people who are already in the church. But the book of Acts challenges us to be that universal charger, connecting us with people who are unlike ourselves. The Holy Spirit remains a creative force in the world, one that is continuing to form and reform the Christian community. The flame of God's presence is always with us, working powerfully in our lives. And the Spirit pushes us to reach outward, sharing that divine energy with others. That's a high charge Holy Spirit, one that fills us and others with the power of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. And we continue with our hymn of the day.